USC coach Lane Kiffin has joined us, and the Trojans are home on Saturday afternoon taking on Colorado. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
We have a question from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Lane, when you looked at the film of the Washington game, was it just a case of being conservative in the second half, or are you guys kind of not clicking in the passing game right now?
Yeah, we're not playing our best by any means in the passing game. And, you know, 2 weeks ago we had a pretty good day on the road in Utah, and unfortunately didn't have a very good one Saturday up there, and then just kind of played to the game at that point because our defense was playing so well. We wanted to make sure that we won and didn't really force the ball downfield anymore. So, you know, I would look to get back on track. We had a great second half to our season last year. I think Matt's exactly where he was at last year when it comes to touchdown passes, and he ended up breaking the conference record with the regular season only without bowl games. So maybe we'll hit a little streak here.
Do you feel any need to just kind of, when you're talking to your offensive guys, just to tell them not to press, that these things are going to, you know, it's going to work itself out and we're still winning football games? Or is there a sense of urgency when you talk to them about trying to get some of these things solved?
Well, we've talked a lot prior to the season and during the season to make sure everybody's on the same page, and they are. You know, the number one goal here is to win games, no matter who you are, players, coaches, and whatever it takes to win. And so different games are going to be different based off of where they're played, based off of that day, things going on, matchups, all those things. So, you know, we'll see. We'll take the whole season at the end and look at it and see what it looks like.
And I know you have to get a lot of what's wrong with USC questions, but the defense is playing well. What has been going well for them for them to be so consistently good right now?
Well, I think, first off, two newcomers to our program in the defensive line, with Morgan Breslin starting, coming from a junior college, and then Leonard Williams, a true freshman, starting for us now, you know, at three technique. You know, they've made major impacts, and they're getting better every week. You can see Leonard making plays. He had a great game versus Washington. And then you know, our guys are the three linebackers are playing really well. You know, they're all freshmen last year, and so it was obviously great playing them. Two of them ended up freshman All-American, and now Lamar's healthy and in there, and they're getting some rhythm together. So it's great. It's coming at a good time because we're going to play some really good offenses here in the second half of the season.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Lane, back to a negative question, I guess. The third down conversion rate is pretty shocking. You have a feel for what's going on there? You know, calling the right plays or just not executing or what?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. One, we just haven't, you know, we haven't done real well on third downs. And then two, because of penalties, we've put ourselves in an abnormal amount of third and longs. And so anytime you get up there, your percentages are going to go down. So it's not just our not doing well on third down. It's the situations we're putting ourselves in. And look no further than we had a third and inches really to kind of close out the game. You know, we're potentially going on a 96-yard touchdown drive to close the game out, and we have a third and inches, and we false start, which puts us back to third and five. So it's a couple, you know, as I mentioned, it's a couple things in there. And hope to get that fixed this Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Bob Condotta, Seattle Times newspaper.
Yeah, Lane, I was also just curious, I mean, to talk about your passing struggles, I guess, on Saturday. Washington's pass defense has done pretty well statistically against a lot of the teams they've played and maybe better than they were last year. I was just curious what you kind of saw out of them and how much of what it was that they were doing that was causing you guys struggles in that area.
Well, I think a lot of credit goes to Washington, their new staff. Obviously led by Justin. They're doing a great job. You know, they're 12th in the country in pass defense. You know, and Trufant's playing really well. They changed corners. You know, they switched corners and put the freshman in there, Marcus Peters. And he played really well in that game and really stepped up for them. And so, like I said, that they're doing really well on defense, especially, you know, in the back end, and those guys are playing good.
Any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Lane, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
All right, we'll see you.